Hello, welcome to today's Easter reflection. Our theme for today is the power of surrender, and our scripture reading is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 41 to 42. It reads, "He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down and prayed, 'Father, if you were willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done.'" Luke 22 sets the scene for the Jewish festival of Passover, just before Jesus' death. We see that the religious leaders were already plotting, working with Judas on how to betray Jesus quietly, avoiding public disruption because of his popularity. Jesus knew his death was drawing near and his physical time with his disciples was coming to an end. So he began teaching them about some very important lessons. Lessons about leadership, the need to submit, and most importantly, the power of prayer. I believe that surrender and prayer go hand in hand. You can't truly have one without the other. Jesus demonstrated this powerfully in Luke 22:41-42. In this text, you can almost feel the weight of the suffering he was about to endure, the sacrifice he was preparing to make, laying down his life on the cross, shedding his blood to set us free from sin and shame, and to give us a hope and a future. The cup Jesus refers to symbolizes that immense suffering. He wrestled with what lay ahead, yet still he prayed, "Not my will, but yours be done." I wonder if there are areas in your life today where God is asking you to surrender. Surrendering to God is a process that begins with a simple, intentional act of faith. It means trusting that His plan is always for your good. It involves getting to know God on a deeper level by spending time in His presence and in His Word, praying with an open heart and expressing both your fears and desires to Him. God invites us to surrender every detail of our lives to Him, our worries, our fears, our joys, our lack of confidence and self-esteem, our emotions, lifestyle struggles, inadequacies, finances, jobs, and our future. Everything basically that concerns us. He wants us to surrender. Of course, surrendering isn't easy. There are many obstacles and challenges we may face when we make the choice to surrender, some of which are fear, which is a massive thing, uncertainty, and a human desire to stay in control. These things are part of our nature. But surrender does not also mean defeat. The Bible is full of people who wrestled with the same challenges. In our recent study as a church of the book of Genesis, we saw Abraham's willingness to submit to God by being ready to sacrifice his son Isaac. That moment demonstrated Abraham's deep trust, and it led to immense blessing. There's also Paul, who once persecuted the church when he encountered Jesus and surrendered his life. His transformation changed the course of history. His writings continue to shape our faith today. So again, surrender does not mean defeat. In fact, there are great benefits to surrendering to God. When we surrender, we find peace. We find clarity. We discover a deeper sense of purpose that transcends human understanding. Surrendering means choosing to submit to God's will and trusting that He works all things together for our good. It is only through surrender that we can walk in the freedom that Christ died for. When we lean on His goodness and trust that His ways are higher and better than our own, we begin to experience true freedom. As believers in Christ, when we reflect on the benefits of surrender, we find that it brings peace, clarity, and purpose beyond our understanding. Why? Because God's ways are always better and higher than ours. The Bible says it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. And I believe we cannot fully walk in that freedom unless we surrender, trust, and lean into His goodness, believing that He will always do what is best for us. Thanks for listening and have a blessed day.